T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In Miami, the cleanup from Hurricane Irma is underway. CBS News correspondent Peter King is there. Peter, what are you seeing there?
Well, right now I'm on the Florida Turnpike, and I'm heading into a service center because we have been told there is gas here. And you know how I can tell a quarter mile away? I see a line of cars waiting to get in. So that's good news. I actually saw another gas station open on the way here as well. And, you know, I'm guessing, judging by the length of this line, it could be about a half hour's wait or not, but we'll find out. There's traffic, of course, from both ends, north and southbound, going into this service plaza to fill up. Gas stations, of course, are hard to find because the power is out in many places, most places, I should say. And quite frankly, almost nothing is open down here, not just gas stations, but, you know, stores, restaurants, that kind of thing. I've seen a couple places open, but that's about it.
Was there much damage in that area or not really?
The real damage was to the power grid. A lot of power lines down, a lot of blown transformers, things like that. I was in downtown Miami where we expected to see a lot of flooding this morning, and I didn't see that at all. A lot of that, most of it, receded. A lot of tree damage, a lot of vegetation damage. There were some buildings that had damage, but not many. Shattered glass was keeping people away from one building. Police blocked off that mark, that block. Miami Beach, we tried to get to, but apparently the flooding out there has been very severe, and they're trying to keep people away. There were long lines of traffic on three crossings from the mainland to Miami Beach for people who wanted to get back and see how their homes were.
So it sounds like evacuees, some of them are really having a hard time getting back home.
Well, if you're in Miami Beach, yes. If you're on the mainland, not so much. And I talked to some people who were headed back to their homes today on this side and said, we think we're in good shape. We talked to our neighbors. They said there's power in the neighborhood. And yes, there was some flooding, but not too bad.
All right. Well, enjoy that gas line. Hopefully it's not too long, and we'll check in with you again in a little while. Thanks, Peter.
Okay.
CBS News correspondent Peter King. Along the Florida Turnpike near Miami, hoping to fill up in a long line of cars at a gas station that is actually open there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.